Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's Church for our service of home worship on this fifth Sunday or in Lent. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope you're all well. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we approach the end of our journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. We travel with Jesus to Bethany, where Mary, in an act of love, anoints Jesus, a sign of his coming passion. Next week we begin our celebration of Holy Week. Holy Week is the most sacred week of the Church's year, when we commemorate the events which stand at the very centre of our faith, the Last Supper, the crucifixion of Christ, and the glorious resurrection of Jesus. Throughout Holy Week, we are invited to join Jesus and witness anew all that he has suffered and accomplished because of his great love for us and for all his people. And so we pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you, no secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our heart. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead with us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. They are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honour me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 126. The Lord hath done great things for us, and we rejoiced. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoice. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. The Lord hath done great things for us, and we rejoiced. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. The Lord hath done great things for us, and we rejoiced. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. If anyone else has a reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own. Because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the Gospel reading today, we read of a visit of Jesus to the home of his friend Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary. John paints for us a beautifully intimate picture of Jesus with his friends. As Martha serves the meal and Lazarus sits at the table with the disciples, Mary takes some nard, expensive perfume, and anoints Jesus' feet before wiping them with her hair. This was a gentle and intimate act. It was a beautiful thing for her to do, but it enraged Judas Iscariot. Judas protested strongly that the valuable ointment should have been sold to provide for the poor. Though John is at pains to point out that Judas, while who was in effect the group's treasurer, was more interested in the money than he was with genuinely helping those in need. The vilification of Judas Iscariot has begun. But why did Mary reach out and anoint Jesus in this way? Jesus was visiting the home of Lazarus, whom he had recently raised from the dead. Mary would have been extremely grateful and thankful to Jesus for restoring her brother to her and Martha. In kneeling before Jesus and anointing his feet, Mary is showing her profound gratitude for all that Jesus had done for her family. And Jesus uses the actions of Mary to point forward toward his own death. He knows what is to come in Jerusalem, and he responds to the protestations of Judas, telling him, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. Jesus takes this opportunity to remind those with him that they will not always have him physically with them, and that the time of his departure is close. In visiting Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, Jesus is again showing his concern, his love for his friends. Not even his imminent death can keep him away from them. For us, this encounter between Jesus and his friends reveals his love for us. Neither can his love be kept from us. This encounter between Jesus and his friends tells us so much about the intimate relationship that Jesus longs to have with each one of us and with all his people. With his words to Judas, "You will always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me," we are reminded of the two great commandments which Jesus has given us on which to build our lives: to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our minds, and to love our neighbours as ourselves. In ministering to Jesus and anointing his feet, Mary is showing her love of Jesus. She is expressing her thanks to him, just as we show our love for Jesus as we express our thanks to him for all we enjoy, and as we seek his guidance and receive the grace of his love every time we come together in worship. Here together, we respond to the first commandment to love God. It is in going out into the world strengthened by the love of God that we respond to the second commandment to love our neighbour as ourselves, as we respond to the needs of those around us. It is after encountering Jesus in our worship, after spending time with him here, that we are able to go in peace to love and serve the Lord in our neighbours. In anointing the feet of Jesus, Mary is acknowledging that her brother Lazarus owes his life to Jesus, and she is deeply thankful. She is not ashamed to express that gratitude in public. As we look forward to celebrating the events of Holy Week, we too acknowledge that we owe our lives to Jesus, that we too are deeply grateful to him, and that like Mary, we are called to acknowledge our gratitude in public, to share our joy with our families, our friends, and our neighbours as witnesses to the God who loves us. The God who above all else longs to share his eternal life with all his people. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to your teaching in service of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nation seek to govern their people with compassion and justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Give us open and generous hearts to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign now and forever. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair and Gilbach, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday as we begin our Holy Week commemorations with our service for Palm Sunday. The Lord be with you. The God of mercy transform you by his grace, give you strength to overcome temptation, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.